Can you just share that?
So the roller coaster was due to lack of awareness. Again, I've always got to come back to this. You can't see the picture while you're in the frame. And you can't change what you're not even aware of. So whenever like success would happen, I thought it was me. I didn't know that your mind, you could manifest things. I had no idea, nor did I have mentors that can be like, you see what you did there? Read that book. So I had no idea why the things were going up and down like that. So when things were going really good, then all of a sudden I would get cocky. My ego would show up. And then as fast as it was going good, as fast it went away, but I didn't know my ego and my pride and how I was treating people was causing me to block my blessings. Like I was creating this negative shield around me where money says, I don't want to be your friend. Love, people, women, I don't want to be nowhere near close to you, but I didn't know I was causing that. So it hit the nail. It came to a head. August 2011 at 3:43 in the morning. You know, my whole life, I would always say things like, oh, can it get any worse? And it would get worse. Can it get any worse? And it would get worse. I didn't know that. I didn't know that I was doing that. Yeah. Our words shape our world. Yeah. I was thinking that the world was causing my words. Oh my God, why is this happening to me? No, it's the other way around. So all my life, I've always focused on what I don't want. I don't want this girl. I don't want to be broke. I don't. Well, if you're focusing on what you don't want, you're saying, I want this. So in that moment, that's when I just had this, I call it my spiritual awakening. I just had this moment where I broke down. And I was like, okay, I'm tired of fighting. I don't want to fight anymore. I want to be healthy. I want to be happy. I want to be surrounded by nothing but positive people. I just want to inspire people. And I want to make a bunch of money, but I want the money to represent something I passionately believe in that I would do for free. Just show me a sign. That was the thing that I said. I didn't know what was going to happen. A week later, I'm at the gas station and a homeless man, quote unquote, comes up to me asking me for money. And I said, you have more money than me. And he said, change your mindset, change your life. That phrase in that moment made my life come to, like, it just like interrupted everything that I ever thought. And I start talking to myself, change your mindset, change your life, change your mind. So if my mind is set on something, then that's why the result is what it is. So if I do different with the same circumstance, then my life will change. I don't feel like waking up in the morning, change your mindset, change your life, so I'll wake up. I don't want to go to church, change your mindset, change your life, so I'll go. I don't want to work out and eat healthy, change your mindset, change your life, so I would. So my life now is the compound effect of 8 years removed of somebody who is living out his childhood patterns. And everything that I've ever had, that I've ever wanted, my life has surpassed my wildest dreams. I had to create new wild dreams. But it all came from everything that I never thought that I would do. It was on the other side. I call it the door to more. It's on the other side of what you resist. It's on the other side of your fear. It's on the other side of the things that you've never done before. And that was how change your mindset, change your life is birth. One thing I want to say, I also grew up with people saying, never take advice from somebody you wouldn't trade places with. I got that advice from a homeless man. Be careful when you say those things, because that's been the greatest advice that I've ever taken. And I, through me, have been able to impact millions of people.